one really knows how many Christians still practice their faith clandestinely in North Korea. But it seems the government of Pyongyang is increasingly concerned that what few there are too many. And they're calling them the enemy within. North Korean exiles point to a booklet published by the propaganda department of the North Korean army that says the nation's enemies from around the world are using spies to spread their religions and superstitious beliefs. The booklet's message is chilling. Religion is spreading like a cancer inside North Korea's armed forces, it says, and it must be eradicated without delay. The booklet warns soldiers not to watch or listen to broadcasts, video or audio materials, or to read documents distributed by the enemy. Susie Hodges picks up the story.
Rights activists say the persecution of Christians in North Korea is among the worst in the world. All North Korean Christians and followers of other faiths there, like Buddhism, are forced to join Communist Party-controlled organizations. Those who do not join are persecuted, with tens of thousands of Christians being sent to labor camps. Wilfred Wong is an expert on religious affairs in Asia who works for the Christian human rights group, the Jubilee Campaign. He says earlier reports reaching the West backed up this fresh evidence that Christianity is spreading among the military in North Korea, much to the alarm of the communist regime.
Well, it's interesting you report that, because in 2004, the Forum 18 News Service reported that a North Korean army general who had become a Christian was, after he had begun to evangelize in his army unit, shot dead by another senior army officer in 2003. And this was just one example of an influential military person having become a believer in Christianity. And we know that for a very long time, the regime in North Korea have been persecuting Christians on the basis that they promote their own quasi-religion, which is the leadership of the North Korean regime. Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, his son, are supposed to be like deities in the eyes of the North Korean people. And they expect the people of North Korea to only give their allegiance to their so-called eternal president, Kim Il-sung, despite his dying in 1994, and to believe in his son, Kim Jong-il, who's the current leader of North Korea. It is a state ideology of a quasi-religious nature. And for that reason, anyone who believes in Jesus is sent to prison. They are deemed to be disloyal to the regime and to be a threat to the country. It is also because of their paranoia against Christianity. Perhaps like their neighbor in China, they view Christianity as a Western sort of religion. And because they feel threatened by the West, they are more inclined to single out Christians for persecution.
Given this harsh persecution, how easy is it for Christians to practice their faith inside North Korea?
I understand that they normally would meet in unpopulated areas to worship because of the pervasive surveillance that North Korean citizens are put under by the state, and also because of the widespread existence of informants in North Korean society. They would usually go to an isolated place to worship, but that the passing of the faith would be through the family to the family members, and then, of course, they would then pass it on to the next generation. Of course, we also need to take account of the fact that many of the Christians would probably also have fled the country shortly before or after the North Korean regime came to power. In fact, there are up to 300,000 refugees in China today from North Korea, a number of whom are Christians. And the Chinese government has a very strict policy of deporting those North Korean refugees whom they catch back to North Korea, where they face possible execution for having left the country in the first place.
Back home, the penalties for those North Korean Christians caught practicing their faith or trying to evangelize are equally severe. Thousands have been sent to labor camps, where they face hunger, torture, and even death, as Wong explains.
Well, for example, there was a lady who used to be in a labor camp, John Young Ok, who testified to the British All-Party group on North Korea. And she said, and I quote, "I was put in a camp where I saw and experienced unimaginable things." And she added later, and I quote, "They tortured the Christians the most. They were denied food and sleep. They were forced to stick out their tongues, and iron was pushed into it." End of quote. So this is just one example given by people who fled to the West about their experiences in these camps. Soon Ok Lee wrote a book about it where she mentioned that she saw a group of Christians being killed in front of her by having liquid metal poured on them. She also commented encouragingly that she thought that the Christians were generally the most cheerful group of people in the labor camps, despite their being singled out for special persecution.
So, with thousands of Christians fleeing the country to escape this persecution, do we have any idea how many are currently left in North Korea? Wong says despite the widespread persecution, the Christian faith still manages to survive inside the communist state.
I think it's probably safe to say that there are thousands of Christians still in North Korea. The numbers who have been put in labor camps are probably at least thousands, if not tens of thousands. The nature of being a North Korean Christian makes it very hard to have accurate numbers because, as a matter of survival, North Korean Christians have to keep a very secret existence. But we do know that there were a lot of North Koreans converting to Christianity before this regime came to power. And so the faith was there in North Korea. It hasn't been extinguished. And despite all the regime's attacks and persecution, it is still not being extinguished. And I guess one can be encouraged by the fact that if the regime, what they claim is true, that army personnel are converting to Christianity, we can see that after decades of oppression, the church is still alive and well in North Korea, and the gospel is still spreading, but obviously under extremely difficult conditions, and so they really need our prayer and support.
Wilfred Wong is the Religious Affairs Advocacy Officer for Asia with the Christian human rights group, the Jubilee Campaign. He was speaking there with my colleague, Susie Hodges.